Wow. Do you like Peter Saul?
I don't know. I don't know if he's worked that much.
Yeah. Everybody I know that's like Adam Alex's work.
It's young. I think I've seen it before. I need to jog my memory.
He's kind of like one of the guys that's been doing it for a million years, and he's kind of having like a new interest in his work, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know his work. Doesn't he have a show opening at Mary Boone soon?
Yeah, something weird. Like, he's showing somewhere he hasn't ever shown before.
Well, there's like a group show. Yeah, Peterson.
Who else is in that?
Julian Schnabel, Elizabeth Murray.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the one, right? No, yeah. Wait. That's not him. Yeah, yeah.
What's him from? 2007?
Mm-hmm. And there's this guy.
Carol Dunham. I love Carol Dunham. Who's this?
I don't know. Ralph Humphrey.
Oh, that is. 1978. Interesting. So, what are you doing? I guess you're working your way. I don't know. You want to talk about your work a little? Where are you from?
Massachusetts.
You're from?
No. I go to school in Florida.
In Florida? Not
regularly.
Oh, you're regularly. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to talk about your work a little? Just so I can see, think about it a little bit through you.
Sure. Well, I guess I like drawing and painting a lot. Image making in general, I think.
But you have like a relationship to the figure one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, I love the figure.
This is nice.
But I also love to like abstract.
But what would you consider abstract in here?
I don't know, I guess I consider all of them abstract in a way.
Really? Because I consider all of them like figurative. But you have a little, I don't know, what is your...
But I think it all has a little of like abstraction.
You do?
Yeah. I sort of think all art is abstract.
Oh, interesting. Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, I feel like all painting is sort of abstract, like an abstraction from reality.
So that's how you, so you're not really necessarily talking about
but
what
the
image looks like, but what it, how you think about it, kind of.
But right. It also becomes real, like, it becomes less abstract once it's made, I guess. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's
so
an,
you're sort
it's
of
an
talking
abstract
about
image, but it's like a real object.
Right, sort of. I mean, it seems to me like the way you describe it, you're talking more about the process of making things,
mm-hmm.
a little bit. Well, how do you like, okay, what's like the work that's the most recent in here?
All this.
You obviously make a lot of work.
This
right?
was, these three paintings and this were probably the farthest back, which is like 3 weeks ago.
And then what's the most recent?
The most recent? Probably these eight.
So you were
well,
like
I mean, these were all like in last week, so it's difficult. Like,
oh, so you work
pretty much everything is like in the last 9 days.
So you work a lot.
Yeah, I work a lot.
All the time. So when you like work on these, just because I like to like learn about your process, your practice. Like, do you work in them all together, like one after another, one after another? Like, do
these
this,
I just did
like
all
this?
Together, yeah. And for the most part, these are sort of all together.
So
but then now I'm going back into a few of them, adding color as much, like an hour.
Right. So do you call that like a series? Or do you just call
it
the
work? I guess to organize it. Yeah.
Or you just call it the work?
Well, I mean, I guess I call it both.
I have so many questions.
It's a series, you know, but it's
right.
also, I mean, it's just eight drawings that look alike.
Right.
Is it one piece or is it several?
Do you have like characters that you work from?
I think.
You know, like
was actually,
does this guy like reappear?
No, not usually. I was actually just writing about this.
Oh,
but well, I was sort of just writing about like my thoughts on
painting.
Your
thoughts on what?
My thoughts on painting in general today. I'm just like basically for the whole day I'm just writing a bunch of stuff because I usually don't write.
Oh, good.
But I was actually writing that I feel like I've kind of always been drawing the same thing. You know, I think
Well, let me see exactly what I wrote. I said, all my life I have drawn the same thing. The pictures may look different and the objects may change, but the subject of my work has been and will always remain to be grounded and static.
I feel that's sort of like my general feeling. Or like, I guess, an observation I just sort of made.
Same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Like, even, like, it's like I'm drawing the same, like, subject forever. Even though, like, the objects change and the characters change and maybe like the images change, like the general subject, I guess it's just my relation to the world.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I was just reading this interview by this poet, and she's, it's really good. She's the new poet laureate, this woman Kay Rosen, and she wrote the same thing. That basically, her poems are all the same thing over and over again, you know. But like, I like to know that, because like if you sort of read her poems, like, and there's that, a lot of people say that about the work, you sort of want to hear that, but you sort of have to roll them over again. But I don't feel that way, you know, but I know a lot of people say that. You know, to me that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like,
because
my,
like if I look at the,
I feel like even if my images change drastically, it'll still feel the same to me. I fill my walls and then I take it down and then.
So you just sit here all day like this?
Usually, you know, a lot of them are small enough to go out, so.
Do you throw stuff away?
I have, you know, like a recycled pile.
So you work on top of things?
Sometimes, yeah.
That's nice.
You know, like this came from like a stack of 30 sheets that were like this size. You know, like, this is like selections from the last few weeks.
And then they went to the recycle pile?
If they're not, if I don't really like them, yeah. Or just like, they have two separate piles.
Ah, oh, you're the guy that never stops working.
So these are all the last.
What year are you in school?
Second year.
Do you want your work to change? Or you want to just do more?
I don't really care. I don't really care. Like, do I want it to change?
Well,
I mean, I'm sure I want it to get better. I want it to, like, keep going, keep existing. But, like, I don't know if I want, like, do I want to have, like, a drastic shift? I don't know. I just want to keep making more.
Right. Mm-hmm. You want to keep making more.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested? But, so then what's your interest in school? Like, why are you in school?
Mostly because, I guess the reason why I want to be in school right now is because I have resources. You know, I make other things too. I have like cameras available in school, computers available in school that I wouldn't have outside of school. But the main reason for me going to school is probably like my upbringing. My parents saying like you have to go to school, that kind of thing.
Right. So what are the other things that you make? Because you would sort of just like do this whether you're in school or not.
Mm. Yeah, well, once I decided I want to be an artist, I would just. Yeah, I would do this. I would probably do all of it, anyways. These are photographs I took.
The sandwich photographs.
Last semester. Yeah, you're there.
I love those.
Mm-hmm. They're actually really large, but those are small prints.
What's large?
They were taken with. They're digital, but they were taken with the. A Mamiya camera, it's like a large format digital camera. So if I ever have prints made, you know, they can be very, probably 18 by 24 or larger size.
Right.
There'll still be like high detail.
I like these. People probably like these, right?
Yeah.
Right.
They generally like them.
I know. You made something likable, so what does that mean?
I don't know. I've succeeded, I guess. I like when I make something likable. I don't think it's bad.
No, it isn't bad. But
I can
then,
show you
yeah, what else?
Other stuff. Well, actually,
sandwiches.
Because I guess I've been focusing on like smaller work this semester.
What do you mean like that?
Yeah, and I have like a couple like things on paper, mm-hmm. but I wanted a way to make a lot of big work really fast for the end of the semester. So I'm making digital paintings, and then I'm gonna print them to slides, like a little slide film. There's like a company that can print your digital images to a slide, mm-hmm. and then I have slide projectors, so I'll just project it big on the wall. And I've always wanted to make digital images. This morning I've also been writing about just like image making in general and painting and sculpture and wondering like where painting is, I guess. Because by doing digital paintings, I'm wondering if they're actually painting, you know. Because they don't use paint or like traditional materials. So I'm wondering if what I like, what my role is, I guess, just like an image maker. You know?
Mm-hmm. But you're trying to figure out what to call it?
Yeah, I think it's just, I'm just interested. Like, what I'm interested in, I think it's just the static image. I mean, I'm interested in film too, but I think that's just a different thing.
So these are all digitally created?
Yeah, they're just,
and these are the ones you're gonna, and then these are the ones you're gonna have made into slides?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing like 80.
Are they all with color?
There's some with color, I'll show you. I'm doing like a couple a day, and 80 are with color. And 80 are black and white, and then I'm gonna pick like 20. I work pretty fast, so.
Obviously.
Yeah.
My work, people tell you
my
that
work's
a lot.
Kinda like, it doesn't really take that long. But like
just like do it and move on.
It depends. I think it's like a natural. I have a short attention span, but it's also like I do.
Oh, you go
things.
Back that one. I like that one because it looks out of focus.
It looks
nice.
Real.
It's nice. Do you do these
that.
In Photoshop or
Illustrator? Yeah, just Photoshop. It's important that I have like these pixels actually.
Well, you're showing me all
I
this
like
and
texture.
You're talking about this and then I see the how to read the Khan book.
Oh, I haven't read it yet. I don't really know how to read the Khan yet. Sarah let me borrow it for a few days. I was just looking at it barely. I don't really like it actually.
Is there somebody you read?
You mean like a philosopher?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. I read a lot, just mostly of artists and painters.
You do? Like, what are you reading lately?
One of the last books I read that was one of my favorite books about painting was called Give My Regards to 8th Street by Morton Feldman.
Oh.
He was a composer, but his best friend was Philip Guston.
Right. Everybody loves that book.
Yeah, that book is so great.
I haven't read that book for a really long time. We should read it again.
It's really well written. And, lately I've been trying not to look at too much art because I feel like I don't want to be influenced. Because I'm just making a lot lately. Making
but
a lot
do you look
images.
Online or you just work?
Usually I look online. But lately I have fun like working and I think like, oh, I wish I could look at this artist's images right now. Like if I think of like Talar or Dana Schutz or like a popular painter, I'm afraid that like because I like to use a lot of color, because I also like David Hockney, things that like my images will start to look like theirs. So I just don't
You know
like
what's a good way to get out of that? Like, if you think about Dana Schutz or something, you know? Like think about, like, I wonder who she was looking at.
Well,
like,
she was looking at David Hockney, obviously.
You know, like, try to, like, follow it back, you know, mm-hmm. and, like, map their influences. I think that sometimes, like, a good strategy.
And I also, like, I was also looking at David Hockney before I knew about Dana Schutz. So when I looked at, I don't really like her paintings too much because I think they're really, really.
I like some of her paintings.
Mm. Her paintings are, like, some of them are, like, direct copies of Picasso's. A few of them. Like the Head Eater ones. I was looking. But these are the color
She's
ones.
Like you, though. She never stops working.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard she still works in like a group studio format, too. She has like a shared space.
Well, it's like a couple of people I know, like they have a whole floor.
Really?
And like it's all shared. But I mean, she has her own space. Too,
yeah.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah, she seems really nice.
She's great. She's like a regular person.
Yeah, I love I sort of love the environments more than her figures.
She gives me, like, the kind of thing where I can, like, I don't like that painting, let's see what the next one is. Like, you know, you can't always have that relationship with a painter,
mm-hmm.
but I like that with hers.
So these are the color ones that I'm doing. These aren't really finished.
I like these ones that kind of, like, you use the paint tool to, like, it looks like sort of, like, let go of this one. I like these ones, like, this.
Like the blurrier.
Yeah, because it's
realistic almost.
It's kind of a funny take on photography. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like it's very illusionistic.
Yeah. It's illusion. God, you make so much work.
But I also like the fact that it's like not illusion too, you know, where it's just like you can see the raw pixels.
I guess you'll see that when you project them, right?
Yeah,
they're
going to
look really different, right?
Well, yeah, they're I'm painting them now at like a quarter of the size of what it'll be projected on. So they're painted on like...
So that means you just like work on a section at a time?
No, I'm painting them like basically 1,000 pixels by 600 pixels.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to print them to the slide at full resolution, they have to be something like 4,000 pixels. You know, so I'm gonna blow the image up. So when it's projected, the pixels will actually be like squares.
It's really gonna be.
So it'll be like, from far away, it'll look like this. But if you go up to the projection, you'll really see the squares. And I really want that to be like...
You want
apparent.
Them to be pixelated.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I like that texture. Because it's like a digital... I guess I don't really want to like hide the fact that it's digital.
What else do you have? You have so much work. Show me other stuff. You've been here for like 3 days. Look what you have.
I can show you... You want to see stuff that I've made since I've been here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I like looking at these, too.
Well, I made all those since I've been here.
I'm trying to understand...
Oh, not these.
I'm trying to understand what it means to
these
have so much work.
These are some sketchbooks since I've been here. This is when I, like, when I'm eating in that room, I just do watercolor when I'm bored. So there's some watercolor.
So, like, are you... That's nice. Are you, should I just look at it?
Yeah, you can go through it.
These are nice. These are sort of more...
Yeah, watercolor is really fast.
These are different than that.
Yeah.
So you try to use, like, the medium that you're using to kind of execute a different kind of image.
Definitely.
Like, you're doing that.
Yeah, the tool really matters to me.
So you're interested in
In other words, like, if I'm using paint, I kind of just want it to be, like, you know, be the paint. Or if I'm using, like, the Photoshop tool, I really want it to show the squares, I guess, you know, because it is that, so. It's not really about illusion for me. I don't really think it ever... Maybe it is about sort of like one grand illusion of the image, but not really about like a surface illusion.
Yeah,
I don't really care about depth.
You don't care about painting space.
No. I'm more of like a two-dimensional person, you know. If I was sculpting, I would probably like consider myself three-dimensional while sculpting, but I can't consider myself three-dimensional while painting. It's like definitely flat. It's always flat to me.
Huh. About
I think it's just the material. Like, to me, if it's on a surface, it's just that surface. If I was making something in real life, it would be more real. But even, like, my paintings, I try to, like, treat the 3D qualities as objects, you know. Sometimes I'll do things, like, to the sides, like, on purpose, to try to make them more, like, object. Like, because even though this is a surface, I still sort of see it as, like, it's like a thing.
Have you made sculpture?
Not really. I've done like a few sculptural things. I'll show you actually. I mean, I guess the sandwiches, kind of. Because I was making them actively, and then I had to photograph them.
Oh wait, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
You did the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Was the bear a found thing?
Yeah.
And then you
but
changed
I repainted it and everything. Yeah. But I tried to repaint
it. Did you
get
the bear?
Of
you stole it from somewhere?
Ice cream store. So I'll try to show you the shots of the bear. So I repainted him, like in a way where like I would walk around.
What's the scale of the bear?
Sort of a 3D way.
He looks big.
Yeah, he's big. You'll get a good sense. If those are doors. So find some other pictures of the bear. It's like pretty. You can kind of get a sense of how big he is. Pretty much like real bear size.
Right.
So I kind of think I always try to work with the objects, like, in the way that they are, you know, like with the nose, the...
Were you, you're a sophomore.
Yeah.
So much work. Do you like school there?
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice because I get to have a solo show every year, so in the fall I'm going to get to have a show again, so I'll do something else.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to do 100 one-inch paintings. something. Something different than like a big installation.
Where's the one I like? The cat.
The cat?
Like this.
Oh, yeah. You think it's a cat?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, lots of people like that one. I can't really understand why yet.
Consensus is interesting, isn't it?
Take photographs sometimes. Just because my school has great photography equipment, so.
What's the criticism that you get the most about your work?
I don't really know. I don't get too much criticism lately. Any criticism I think would be old. Mostly I just get lots of questions.
What do you mean criticism would be old? What does that mean?
Like the last critiques I had like in school were probably like 8 months ago or something.
Oh.
Like I can't even remember the serious questions.
Right. Well, I think that because there's so much work, people start to get interested in that.
In the fact that there's so much work?
Yeah, like you're so prolific. And people, I think, sort of try to sort of figure out their position with that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Wait, go back.
These are ghosts.
So you draw on the photos?
Yeah, well, they're etched in, you know, like scratched.
Into the photo emulsion surface.
Example. Yeah.
How big are those?
3x5. Regular, like, photo album.
You don't, like, people don't ever mention, like, the amount of work you make?
I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I'm kind of assumed to myself that that's just what I'm supposed to do if I want to be an artist.
Well, yeah. But, you
maybe
know.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. And, like, I forget who was critiquing me. Maybe it was...
I like that one.
The other woman.
Jan.
Jan. She asked me, like, so what are you going to do with it all? And I was like, I don't, you know, what do you do with all your work? I didn't really know how to answer the question, I guess.
Well, what did she say?
I don't know. I don't think she had an answer either. But, you know, of course, like, I said that I'll probably put it in my museum one day. I think was my answer. You know, like, I'll put it somewhere. But with the work I'm doing now, I think I'm going to make a book, actually, with it.
Yeah, you're very book-oriented. Like, you know, like, Lulu and all those places where you can do, like, your own books.
Yeah, like, it's going to be, like, a promotion, sort of a promotion thing.
Have you ever seen the documentary about the cartoonist guy that never stops drawing?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Didn't David Lynch make it?
Did David Lynch make that? No, did he?
The Crumb movie?
No, the book. You know, who's the cartoonist guy? You moved to France.
I don't know what you mean. I thought you were talking about the Arkham movie.
Yeah, the Arkham movie.
Yeah.
David Lynch made that?
I know, Terry Zigwoff.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
You're like that.
I'm like that?
Because you know how, like, in the thing, like, they never stop drawing, and then, like, when they sit together, they're, like, drawing, and, like, the kid's drawing, and you're like that.
I'm like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not, like, maybe. I like that the idea when you said, like, well, I just assume that, like, you know, I'm nervous, that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a great answer.
That's what it feels like.
Well, you know, a lot of people, well, I'll tell you, a lot of people don't have this much output. You must know that, sort of.
Yeah, I mean,
you're
I know
in school,
I would try to
like,
work
you're
hard.
Aware of other people, mm-hmm. like, you're working hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just, like,
someone well, I kind of just, like
you,
kind
but
of
you have product, like, you have a lot of product. You know?
Well, you know, I read, like, my dream is to become a great, you know, like, a great American artist, so I read, like, what they did, and they said they work all the time.
Really?
So that's what I do.
It's like, so like who? Like, who would you be, like, Andrew Wyeth or, like, Richard Serra?
Not Richard Serra.
Like, who's a great American artist? Like, Gustin?
Gustin's a great American artist, I think.
Gustin changed when he did a lot, though.
Yeah, but he's kept going. He didn't really change, though. I mean, even though those abstract
I guess if you're going to think about
line.
Abstraction, like you think about abstraction, you would say no. But he feels like he changed because he became, like, sort of like a citizen. You know?
Yeah, sort of.
He became, like, a political
like a man of the people, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you like to read, like, who else?
Let's see. Oh, this is some of my favorites. Frank Stella. I like a lot of people from the 50s. Like, a lot of the classics. Barnett Newman's one of my absolute favorites.
Really?
Yeah, he's great. I can't stop looking at that one.
But he didn't make that much work.
No, but he definitely thought about it at all times anyways.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
He's obsessed. This is downfall.
Andy Warhol said that Barnett Newman was the only person who went to more parties than he did. In like, you know, in kind of like a nice...
So you're just in Warhol?
Yeah, I like Andy Warhol. He made tons of work. Well, he would take half of a diet pill every night so he could keep working, so he'd stay awake.
Half? Come on, he took more.
What?
He took more than a half.
You think so?
I don't know.
He said he would just break it in half and then take it. Because it's like speed.
Right. That's what diet pills were then.
Mm-hmm.
Have you read that the book by Wayne Kassenbaum, Warhol?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. I love it. I like to give it to I mean, obviously you're like a guy that's like, I love that you're reading these books, like how to be an artist so that you can become one.
Yeah. It's important.
But the Kassenbaum book is really good because he understands like the complication of Warhol, but he uses like regular language, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like it's not like really arty theory language. It's a great book.
That's good.
You know, if you want to read more about Warhol, it's Wayne Kassenbaum. At one point you can get it on Amazon for
like
$1.
Wayne
Kassenbaum, it's like...
How do you spell?
I mean, it'd probably be better if you Google them, because then you get the... Do you mean Wayne Kassenbaum? But it's like...
K-O-E-S-T-A,
yeah, you know.
It's fine.
It's on the Penguin series.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you're studying them to, like, how to do it.
I wish I could immediately show you more artists that I like.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
more.
So many. I'm just trying to think, like, a way that I could immediately
show you. I like that you're like Newman.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, Ron Gorchov, he's great.
I like Ron Gorchov.
Yeah,
did you
read that interview in the Brooklyn Rail?
No.
Oh, it's like really.
But I paid. I
it's
like.
Really long. He's so awesome.
He did.
It's great because his paintings are like objects, you know.
Well, did you go to the show? No, you guys weren't here. You just had a show.
The Vito Schnabel one.
No, yeah. One that was just in what gallery was it? Feigen. But
I've never seen him in real life.
Yeah, so it was really great because I have never seen him in real life either, and it was like. Like, I like his things that he makes more than, like, those paintings. Because, like,
yeah. Well,
I don't know how I would think about
kinda,
the double thing, you know?
They're, like, paintings, too, right? They're, like...
It was a really great thing,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cool. They photograph so well, too, which is such a good thing.
Oh, you like him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million people.
Too, is he's really related to his body. You know, he paints with, like, both hands simultaneously. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, that's why it has the double thing.
Oftentimes,
he was, like... When he was bored, he would make a lot of his shapes on the computer, you know? He didn't, like, really hide from technology.
Go to, maybe, you know this guy? Oh, shoot, I'm never going to remember it. How do I have to get your Google?
Sorry, I got an email.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I can't remember which, gallery to show this one at the gallery. You know these guys. There's a couple of people that show at this gallery. Not her. I like her. I mean, she's a friend of mine.
I really like.
But did you know this guy? Like there's.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen.
Yeah, he's like another. He's like another guy that never stops working, like you.
This one.
Anderson's work. But he's like another guy that
reminds
can't stop
George
working.
George Bosletz.
Somewhat.
Early George Bosletz, like. George Bosletz is one of my favorites.
But I know people that know him, and I just know he's like another guy that never can
never
stop
works.
Working.
Never
stops never working.
Never stops working, yeah.
Yeah.
And those are nice.
But it was funny, because like when I went to the show, go back, there's a couple artists here you might be interested in. Because they show, like, he shows, like, a lot of people that sort of do painting, although, like, obviously what you like. Some of her stuff's kind of interesting, too.
Do you like Catherine Bernhardt?
Bernhardt.
No, Bernhardt. She has, like, those drippy models.
I don't know. You have to show
them. These are nice.
Yeah. But she's a person that doesn't make that much work.
Really?
I like her work.
That's nice.
But the thing is, when I went to that Matt Blackwell work, because like a lot of people I know that are painters like him, I have the thing that happens, and this is something that you got to think about, like if you ever show, but like, which isn't the same situation as the book, like there were too many paintings in the show. Like, oh, yeah. I was just like, ugh, like just more of that.
Yeah, it's important to have a good sense of like.
Yeah,
editing.
like with Ryan Gorshaw's show, it was great. There was like 5 paintings, you know.
Yeah, you have to have a good sense of editing.
The math, but it's just I was like, ugh, more of this stuff. Like, you know, like he just didn't add it. Like if I would have seen a book, fine, but like showing is like different because like I've never seen a show that was like too underhung. But I've seen many shows that are just like overhung too much.
Yeah, if you always work, you really need to do it consciously.
Yeah, you gotta worry about that because you're gonna have a different kind of relationship with showing than you are with working.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. Most of like the drawings I showed you here were like the selections of like in the end here, but the ones that were like they all came from like stacks. This is actually more selections from larger stacks, just like. These are all rejects, like all these. And they're all like, full drawings.
Wow.
And these are all rejects too, like all these.
Do you ever sleep?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's gonna be your thing. Like, you know, like how do you have a show given this kind of work?
I think it just.
Given like your relationship to being so healthy.
I think my show is like. Just
like, would you show like these, or would you show like this, or one of these, one of those? That, you know?
Like, you know, I wouldn't mind having a show in just, like, in just those. You know, or I wouldn't mind having a show of, like, because I feel like a show is just, like, another piece, too, you know? Like, a show isn't really a way to show all the stuff. A show is, like, a specific, like, it's, like, another, just another drawing.
Maybe,
sort of, like,
but
has
it also,
one saying to it.
Maybe, but I think that, like, somebody like you, like if you show just those, then you also might get characterized as a guy that just does that.
But then I would have a show next week with, like, just these or something.
Maybe you would show us that opportunity. And, like, the public eye is different than, like, that you're talking about, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, given your interest in, like, Warhol, like, I could see you would say, okay, I'll show next week. But given your relationship with Ryan Gorshoff, who's had like 3 shows in the last like 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's different, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I guess I'm caught between painters like Mirandi and painters like.
Did you
see like
the Mirandi show?
I didn't see them.
So good. You caught in between there. That's a good place to be caught.
I guess so.
You're between Mirandi and Mirandi.
It's difficult.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Because they both have like a dedication to their practice. Yeah, one of them is on like a level of super subjectivity.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Both obsessed. Mm-hmm.
But in different ways.
Yeah.
One is sort of constantly obsessed about like the next thing, like what is the new, like his next idea. You know what I mean? He wants to make things of like as diverse as possible. And the other one is sort of obsessed like on like the one thing.
I know. It's like, well, I'm gonna turn this over here now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more interested in Mirandi, but I understand Warhol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm interested in how he did that and like, made a life and was like made one that's like been so forever interesting.
Yeah.
How
it's just different. It's because, you know, some artists want to turn the cup and other artists want to turn the world.
Yeah. So Warhol was just he was just like a mirror.
Lately I've been liking Yoshitomo Nara a lot too.
Yeah.
He's like a sort of really cute Asian painter.
Like
he shows up Marianne Boesky.
I don't like the cute Asian stuff.
Well, I just like him because he's basically painted the same thing his whole life. And it's like what he had painted since he was a kid. This guy. I should really find one of these. That guy. I need to find a better example.
Does he paint like the big-eyed kids?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like the enemy stuff?
Yeah, you've seen it before. This guy's.
Oh, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of people do, though.
I like it. I think it's incredibly honest.
I don't know what honest means.
Well, I guess he's not really, like, for some reason, like, he became, like, as big as he is doing that. Which is like, you know, but he's still like, this is a film about him, so he's still like humble about it, I guess. It's just like the overall feeling I got, you know.
You liked him.
Yeah, I like him.
And then you like his work.
Yeah, and of course I like his work because it looks like 12-year-olds did it, right. Which is awesome. I like childlike work.
Obviously.
But I don't really like Basquiat or Dubuffet for some reason.
Interesting. So there's people you don't like.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay, maybe that could be our intro. What do you guys show for the crib?
Well, I have it Monday. But most of the stuff is up for the crib. Because I've just kind of been working. And I'm going to put up, like, some of the drawings from last week.
So you're just going to fill the walls?
Yeah.
With everything.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a bad thing.
Not
it's like,
for mid-semester.
It's like the first, it's like the first thing.
No, for mid-semester crib, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's sort of like... Like, one of the ways I think that it's a good way to use mid-semester crib is for you to sort of tell us what the project is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
yeah.
also a time for you to present yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
I think,
a show. Not like the thing we're talking about, like the difficulties of the show.
Yeah.
It's more like...
I think talking about the difficulty of the show thing, something I really want to do, like, sort of have... I don't know, I wish I had enough money right now. Like, the apartment I'm living in is sort of right off a stop on the L train, like right off the corner. If I had enough money to, I guess, kick my roommates out and just have, like, the whole place, I would easily turn it into, like, a gallery space. And I would do things, like, every, like, 3 weeks, I would have, like, a different exhibition, but it would basically be myself. And
would
then
you
I
use
would,
the
like,
same name, or would you use pseudonym?
It doesn't matter. I would just do a different idea every time. I would use a different name already.
Right.
I call myself by a different name already.
What do you mean? What's your name?
Jeffrey Hart.
And that's your different name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Scudder is my birthday.
So, do you change that sometimes?
Well, it's been changed for like 2.5 years. I did a performance called The Birth of Jeffrey Hart, where I was like in a plastic bubble, and they had to cut me out. Did you want to see it?
No metaphor here. I love your obsession with being famous.
Someone asked me that last night.
What?
I don't really know if it's about me being famous. I think it's just about my work being famous.
You think? It's about the work.
I think it's more about the work.
Like, you're not interested in parties and high life and everything
no,
like that?
No.
Interesting.
No,
you don't
no.
want that.
No. I kind of, like, I feel like sometimes I'll go to, like, there's a club that Vice Magazine owns called Lit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll go, my friend takes me there, and I just go there and draw, like, just to, like, hopefully meet people who will give me money to, like, make something else. Like, I really just, the only reason I feel like it's necessary to do that, probably. Like, I feel like at some point in my life, you know, like, one day I want to make, like, you know, big budget movies or something. So if I'm going to have to, like, inevitably go to, like, a party
and,
like,
shoot money for the next
people.
Project.
Yeah. So I did, like, this performance at my school. All my work sort of has a humor to it. They had to cut me out with an X-Acto knife. Like, I left an X-Acto knife on a pedestal, like it just dropped down. It's funny, it's kind of like an art school thing, the X-Acto knife. So I make film too, that if you saw the film I made.
Yeah. Did we see it? Was it at the thing?
Yeah.
The first day?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're Jeffrey Hart?
Yeah. Actually, at the time I was wearing only suits. So they put a suit on me, like a black suit. I have some friends I grew up with.
Oh yeah, we saw that.
Yeah, you saw this. But I make, but you know, I shot it and edited it. So I do want to make movies one day.
You're so prolific. I have to figure out what that means.
I think it just means I want to, like, create lots of things for other people to see. You know? Like, I want
to
tell...
No, it's something else, though. Because you're not interested in, like, the cult of celebrity. You know?
I think I'm interested in, like, the experience
you know? Like, I want people, like, I want to make something to, like, you know, be like, look at this, isn't this good? And then I'll be like, yeah, good job. Like the sandwiches, I guess, you know? Like, I made them, like, for the enjoyment of myself and also for others, but also, like,
it's the likable thing.
Yeah, it's sort of like the likable thing. I'm a big fan of children's books, if that makes any.
That helps.
Like, I really like to make a lot of children's books. It's in, like, the reason why I like that Japanese artist so much, you know? It's because he makes, like, not only can old people go in, like, your grandmother can like it, but also, like, a little kid can like it, too.
But that film you showed isn't really like that. That film has more...
Well, it's not really my film. It's sort of, like, made for them.
Mm-hmm.
But also, yeah, but at the same time, you know, I want to make likable objects, but at the same time, I want to sort of advance the profession I'm in. Understand?
Yeah, I mean, I think advance is a hard word right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or like continue the profession. You know, I want to make like a
continue.
Relevant.
Definitely,
I guess I want to make like a relevant contribution to painting without being like, you know, just Dr. Seuss or something.
Right.
You know.
It's hard.
I want to be considered a serious, like,
so
serious artist, but also
you're a public. You're interested in, you know, being like liked by many, you know, like a populace, you know? You went all different ages
to like the work.
To get something out of the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like, you know, I'd like for there to be like, I guess, I'd like to be able to have like a Guggenheim show, but at the same time, like a children's television show or something like that. Not in the way that, like, Takashi Murakami would do something like that. You know, not in the way we're saying it's, like, the commercialization is the thing about it. But just in a way where it's, like, I'm doing multiple things. You know? Something that can encapsulate everyone.
Right. Like, without being Harry Potter?
Without being Harry Potter. But at the same time, like, it could also be...
Well, I mean, I think that will be the struggle then, because, like,
it's like Q-tips, like, or like Kleenex, I guess. It's sort of like an epic. Do you understand what I'm saying? No?
I like what you said. It doesn't matter if I understand it. I just like that, because, like, who doesn't like Q-tips and Kleenex? But, like,
well, the thing is, like, a Kleenex isn't really a Kleenex. It's like a tissue. You know, and a Q-tip isn't really a Q-tip. It's a cotton swab. But it's like an everlasting thing that you call them, like, a Q-tip. And a Q-tip will never go out of style, because it's just a Q-tip, you know? Like, oh, it's like that painting is just Jeffrey. Or it's just like that's just the painting. It won't really go out of style, you know what I mean? It won't really, like, kids won't stop, like, using it.
Yeah, but then it's hard because you have a lot of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're not like the guy that you like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, because this looks like
why
the
would
I want to
be like someone else?
I know.
You don't
want
to look like them.
You know what you don't like? No, about that, but I mean, like, you don't do, like, just this.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You do, like, lots of different things. Like, you know, I could have made, I mean, it's not
but
like
I could easily, but I could easily do, like, a show of, like, large paintings of just these, you know? Because I actually really like this, you know? But then I could also easily do something else.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, I think that this is the beginning of like an interesting conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was wondering, hopefully, like, it can kind of continue Monday. You in the first part or second part?
I'm in Monday.
You're in Monday.
Yeah.
So I'm always interested in seeing, like,
to
it'll be really great, because,
right,
like, Glenn is, like...
He teaches at a school that I didn't get into. I applied. He teaches at Cooper Union.
Right, I teach there, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I applied for transfer this...
It's almost impossible to get another transfer.
Really?
Yeah, because they only
I heard they didn't even accept any, actually, for transfer. Because of, like, the economy or something.
Well, they only take as many transfers as, like, drop out.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? So, like, usually it's, like, two or three. It's, like, really hard.
Yeah.
If you went in as a freshman, like, you would have an easier chance.
But that wouldn't... I couldn't do that because I would want to be.
Yeah, but Glenn and I both teach at Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Is it nice there?
It's a great place. It's a super great school. And, you know, it's like such an amazing thing.
This is my application, actually.
The home test. Did I see it?
What? Did you see
it? The transfer, well, because I do admissions.
Oh, really? probably did. See, I sent a cell phone for problem number 5. Activate.
Doesn't mean I saw yours. Probably. Do I see some? It's the transfer thing though. It's so hard, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Like if you would have wrote me this year, I would have told you not to buy the transfer.
Nice pieces. Like
this. I didn't see this.
Trivialities in which you engage, and I just wrote, I don't engage in trivialities.
Yeah, we get answers like that. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah, it's good. I like those.
That's my favorite part, is to like read the questions. Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like so hard. Who does a transfer? That's all I can tell you.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, you're like, whatever, you're not stopping. You're like, whatever, move on.
Yeah, so
make yourself flip in the radar.
I'm actually excited to go back to Florida because that means I'm going to have a lot more. It's easier to make films and take pictures there. New York is pretty, like...
It's a little hard.
It's difficult to make interesting, like, photography here.
I mean, I think all that matters is just sort of like we are, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really matter in New York or Florida or whatever, you know? Like, as long as, like you, if it's easy for you to be in Florida and you like some of your teachers, you like some of the people you go to school with, it's easy for you to make a bunch of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right now, I can think of
Florida's
like
weird,
school,
too. You think about grad school already?
Yeah.
Where?
I have no idea. I'm definitely gonna come back to New York after I graduate Florida, but I'm probably gonna come here for the summers too.
Yeah, don't apply right away. Like nobody wants people like right out of school right now.
Oh,
I mean
yeah.
The good
you
like Columbia or Bard or Yale, those schools that are like sort of the top schools, like they are trying to get people to like take a year or something.
Yeah, I saw the SVA MFA over there. What would you say? You said Columbia is probably good?
Columbia, yeah, Bard. I mean,
they're
but it also depends
have,
on like if you want.
Coming up, right? Like,
yeah, I think that Yale's is like coming right up. But, like, I guess it would depend on if you want to go to like the good school or if you have somebody you want to study with.
I think I just want the school with the best technology.
Best
I don't
technology.
Really care about studying under anyone because I just like by myself. Yeah, like the best resources, yeah. I also want to work...
It might not be those schools.
I'd like to work with, like, electricians and scientists, too, probably.
You know, like, what schools...
I should have showed you my website, actually.
There's a, I mean, I don't know what, like, if you're really interested in, like, you know, technology, I mean, you might have to, like, think about, like, MIT or something, but, also there's UC California and San Diego. They have it so that, like, if you get into the art school, first of all, I think it's free if you get in. Second of all, like, they let you, like, work with any other department of the school. Like, they set up, like, you know, relationships. So if you want to do, like, marine biology, you know, they, like, they hook you up, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think they're kind of a unique program that way.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah, my art school
is,
like...
But I think the technos are, like, MIT.
Our school is like a sort of like a professional art school. It's not really like traditional.
Right.
So we have lots of really great technology, really expensive things that I can use.
Right, you have that. Yeah, a lot of like the
computer
good,
animation type things.
The really good grad programs in art that always have that stuff.
Yeah, I know. So I want to like I don't want to like downgrade from what I'm already having. Yeah.
Get MIT.
Can I just show you my website really quick? Just because it might come up on Monday. I just want you to know, like see it once. But I have like this website, it's like a journal. I just started it, I'm still like building it.
What's it called?
Could you just hold me and not say anything.com. So it looks like, it's like full pages. It's like a blog, but it's like everything's a full page. So like this is the date that I posted this. It's just like a video I took in a second.
How do you negotiate through it?
There's birds, so you go to the next bird. And then there's a bird to go back, so you can fly through. And then all the audio I make myself, and it's just like sort of like a little mini experience.
Can't go wrong with cat food.
And I haven't written anything yet, but like eventually, like with the next post, if you click here, it'll like come up and it'll show like a journal entry.
So you're changing it. It's sort of in progress all the time.
Yeah, and this is like the entry before that was like a film I made. Just like daily, like little films or whatever.
What did you do anymore?
This is like a YouTube video.
You did?
Yeah.
What you like?
I made it. It's just a blank YouTube video. It's like kind of tricks people.
Kind of.
Well, because they think they're going to watch something. It's just a photograph of me, the circus. And then the elephants like walked up. And then the sandwiches you can see on the internet. And they kind of like, they do like this thing.
What do you mean they do a thing?
You'll see. They just go like this, slowly, with the music, until like all 10 go by.
That's nice. What's the music?
It's a Madonna song right now. It's Material Girl. But eventually I'm gonna actually re-record Material Girl with my own voice.
The sandwiches are like your thing. You're gonna get famous from the sandwiches.
Just the sandwiches? I'm really interested in food, for fast food, I guess. I was thinking about my art in relation to, like, McDonald's lately.
Oh, that's a good... I think that's a good cultural thing for you to study. You know what I mean? Like, how many paintings can you eat? Can you make while you're doing, like, a fast food McDonald's meal?
Because, mm-hmm.
You know, well, just this idea, because you produce so much work. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, like, this idea of fast food.
Yeah.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, and I sort of, like, I don't really... What was that thing that I wrote? I wrote, I said I don't feel that it's necessary for those to invest a lot of time in looking at my pictures. I invest all my time in making them so that they don't have to worry about the difficulty of observing them. I kind of feel that way.
Yeah, but sometimes viewers want difficulty. You won't keep them in there. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it depends on the viewer, I guess.
It does.
But I think if you want, if
people like complications sometimes, you know? They want to look at the foggy picture of, like, the guy, you know, that, like, is an existential, you know, probably the next existential crisis, you know? People like that, too. You might need to have some of those.
Yeah.
You know, in your...
I like those, too. Because I think those are the types of pictures that help people think, like, further on. Whereas the other kind are the ones that are, like, just enjoyable by everyone.
So you have any of those?
The more difficult ones?
Interesting.
Usually more simple artworks. I could probably easily point you out the more, like at least for me, the more difficult ones. You know.
Like
those,
you like,
those are getting there.
You like any of those, like, you know, like those painters, like, you know, from like the Hudson River School or from like the German, like the Mike Lindheim or anything? You should look at some of those old guys.
Really?
Yeah.
One of my favorite old painters is James Ensor. You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Trying to think of... I can really only think of paintings that I've seen in real life recently. I'm going to all the museums. I don't really think about paintings that I see online anymore. Because
well,
now
better
I can
to
see it so much in real life.
It's better to see them in real life.
I saw the...
Have you been going to the Met? Have you seen the Bonnard?
The what?
The Bonnard?
No.
Oh my God, go to the Bonnard.
Where's
you
that?
Should go there just for color and edges and line. At the Met.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
I saw the Marlon Dumas and Miro. And
the Miro was fantastic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
That one middle room was so great.
I like the first room.
First room?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Everybody has their rooms they like.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it was the second room, the one. The
I
one
like
where
those
I had
ones like right on the linen where he was like first being the anti-painter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were good.
See the Bernard.
Okay.
It'll blow you away.
Sure.
Okay, right. Cool.
I'll
Thank
see you,
you
Monday.
Thank you. See you Monday. Mm-hmm.